How festive is this?
That's pretty awesome.
Nothing says Happy New Year.
Not quite.
Like Muppets and gay people. All right, that's enough of that. I might just leave it on.
What about those rumors about Bert and Ernie?
All right, we're turning it off. Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night, a little bit after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night, that means you must be listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was your New Year? How was Texas?
Texas was great. I went there for the Christmas holiday and my birthday. And then I came back here.
Wait, it was your birthday?
It was my birthday. 27th.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I feel like such an idiot right
That's
now.
It's okay. I have no idea when your birthday is.
Okay. Well, it's coming up. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll make sure we'll have a party for both of our birthdays halfway between. So like in
Sounds
a week or
good.
Two. Okay.
Yeah.
So Texas was fine.
Yeah. I learned how to shoot a gun. I went to NASA. It was a big week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really exciting.
So now I'm dangerous. Watch out.
Well, you are dangerous. Mm. You are dangerous. I'm going to be very honest with you
Uh-oh.
About several things.
Uh-oh.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
I see you and you're sitting down. So, number one, I was a mess without you during the show without you.
I was sad I missed it.
Well, there was the emotion part. And then I'm going to be honest with you. If we get sued, it's because you aren't here. I broke pretty much every rule. There was cussing.
All right, let's not encourage anyone to go back through the archives, okay?
There was endorsement of various agencies and political candidates.
I am the calming
yes.
influence
well, you,
on this
you
show.
Keep, you keep me in line. And so that's number one honest thing.
Okay.
There's a number two.
Okay, what's the second part here?
I perhaps saw some movies while I was in New York City.
You didn't.
I did. I saw Doubt, and that was okay. It was good. I saw Slumdog Millionaire, which was very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for it.
I saw Milk. Okay, I saw Milk.
Stabbed
but,
through the heart.
I would like to see Milk again. We're still going to have a Milk party here in
For those of you who don't know, Ken made a very public promise to me that we would see it together.
I did. When we are. We're still going to see it together. We had terrible seats. I was actually very angry. We went to the theater, and we could have gone a little bit earlier. We didn't, and stood in line. There were two lines at two different windows, and got to the front of the line, and the guy didn't even look at me. He just shut the window and left. It had nothing to do with me. I'm sure he had something very pressing going on with the popcorn, but so then we had to go to the back of the other line. We had terrible seats, and I missed so much of the movie, so we're going to see it again in Brattleboro.
Karma. That's all I have to say. Karma.
He knew. He did receive a phone call right about that, so I'm curious.
I actually called every place in New York, all of the movie theaters, and I said, see this movie.
Yeah, so we had seats all the way to the left. But it was, I must say, what we did here, and I certainly won't ruin anything, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And dovetails nicely into a lot of the stories this week. To talk about, because now I have this lens, as we've been saying for months, about Harvey Milk and all the changes that he created and what he did and what he accomplished and the type of leader he was. And then I look at some of these stories and I'm just thrown off and I don't know what to do. So you want to get to some stories?
Yeah.
And we have a guest tonight, too, singer-songwriter Christy Martell is going to be calling in around 20 minutes and we'll be playing some of her music coming up.
She's pretty amazing.
Oh, she's pretty amazing. I really enjoy her stuff. So a lot of violence. Do you read about all the violence?
The news was not good.
The news was not good. So there was, you had the woman, the lesbian in the San Francisco Bay Area who was assaulted and raped, and it was a terrible story. There was a story that my friend Allie sent to me about this guy named Nathan Runkle, who is the 24-year-old openly gay founder and executive director of the National Animal Advocacy Organization, Mercy for Animals. And this past weekend, he was brutally assaulted in an apparent hate crime. He was coming out of a gay bar, and it was completely unprovoked. And it was a pretty violent 2008 overall. Larry King, who many folks know, Lawrence King, was the 15-year-old shot by a classmate. Jose, I think we talked about this too. Sekou Jeanne, I'm butchering his name and I apologize, was beaten with a baseball bat in Brooklyn and kicked by three men who were yelling anti-gay slurs. I mean, it was a very violent year, and the FBI statistics that were released said that the hate crimes went up tremendously from last year, 2 years ago to last year.
Right. And then there was the news today from Seattle.
I'm not even sure I saw that. Oh, this is really...
Yeah, the 11 gay bars got letters from... Yes, threatening ricin attacks. And I can read a little bit from this because this is new news and a lot of people probably haven't already heard about it. I'm reading from the Seattle Times. It says, 11 gay bars in Seattle were sent letters Tuesday threatening ricin attacks in what some are describing as a hate crime. The anonymous letters say, I have in my possession approximately 67 grams of ricin with which I will indiscriminately target at least 5 of your clients. I expect them to die painfully while in hospital. Jeez.
So there's a lot of violence out there, and I kind of a weird transition from Muppet Show intro to violence in the gay community.
Right.
But it just, again, screams for what do we do? What do we do? And why isn't this getting better? And how on earth are there more documented hate crimes in 2007, 2008 than there were in 2002 and 2003? It doesn't make a lot of sense. And those numbers are completely skewed because there are so many states in the U.S. that don't even have legislation for hate crimes. There's not even a sense of what the real numbers are. So I don't know. I'm feeling slightly helpless. I'm feeling slightly, what do we do? And who is it that's going to help us do it? And how do we work together to do something?
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of months.
So, I don't know. If folks have any ideas or you just want to talk about some of the violence that's been going on, definitely give us a call. We're at 802-246-6107, or you can instant message us. Our screen name is This Show Is So Gay. So, that's going on.
Oh, did you hear about the Million Gay March that's being planned for Washington, D.C.?
I didn't hear about that at all.
It's coming up in the spring.
Well, that would be...
They haven't put out many details yet, but it's the Million Gay March.
Who's organizing?
It looked like a whole bunch of groups were organizing it together, which would be amazing if it's true.
That would be good. Well,
right.
Well, Congress has our backs right now. Oh no, we don't know that. The LGBT groups are urging Congress. No, you know, the headline is actually the gay groups warn Congress that they better keep their word and pass all the legislation that a lot of these folks ran on. So we're going to be keeping close tabs on that. And we want to congratulate. We can congratulate people, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So. That's not really an endorsement.
No. Well, if they're a nonprofit organization,
it's a person. We want to, This Show Is So Gay would like to congratulate Jared Polis, who was recently elected to the House of Representatives from Colorado's 2nd District. So he was sworn in on Tuesday, which was yesterday, I'm forgetting what day it is, as the third openly gay member to serve in Congress. He joins Tammy Baldwin and Barney Frank.
Frank.
Wow. I think we're going to play some music and we can gather our thoughts a little because I'm a bit of a mess.
And we can get Ken a nip or something.
Let's get him something. So this is a song called See You Sweet by Christy Martell.
Supporting your mother and kept what was me in safe from this cold world. I'm still afraid to say what I feel sometimes, but sometimes when I look at you, I know what I have to say is alright. What I have. So 'Cause I'm free and wild and stronger than ever before. And the child says, "They say, won't you look at me? Won't you know what is really me? See, what do you see? My love is strong, strong. My voice is strong, strong. My spirit is strong, strong. And I have hurt me for your love. But I say you're so sweet. And I love you, yeah. And I love you, yeah. And I hate you, and I love, I love you.
That was a song by Christy Martel, who we'll be calling in a little bit. The song is called See You Sweet, off of her album Brave Enough. So we are very excited to talk to her. What'd you find?
I found the website milliongaymarch.org, and there is a date now. It's June 28th, 2009. So we will hear more soon. It looks like the website is almost blank right now, okay. But the rumors have started.
So, gays, let's get together. We will be there. We're actually thinking about doing the, I don't know if it's San Francisco to LA or LA to San Francisco, but we would like to do the AIDS ride this year.
Nice.
So I think we're going to, I would not be biking it. That would be Andrew who would be biking it. Much as I think that would be a fun challenge to pull off, but I love crewing those events.
Nice.
So I think we're going to do that. We have to raise a lot of money, though.
Really?
I don't. As a person who working it, I think I just have to contribute
$50.
I'm
really good
at
holding signs.
We might have to do that, because Andrew's going to have to raise like $3,000. We could pull that off.
Totally.
Okay.
No worries.
So we will be representing. We'll get the Show Is So Gay t-shirts to hand out to people or magnets and spread the word. Because, you know, our Facebook group
has exploded.
So we want to thank all the folks who've been joining our Facebook group. I think doubled in size. There's very close to 200 people in the group. I think it's two people shy. So whoever the 200th person is, if you are listening to this, you're not a member of the Facebook group. If you join like now, you'll probably get a t-shirt, because the 200th person gets a t-shirt. So that's kind of exciting. A ton of guests coming up too. So if you haven't visited the website lately, definitely check out the show is okay.com. Anyway, that's enough of that.
Promotion.
The polls we're going to save.
We have so many awesome guests coming up.
We do.
Because Ken has been doing an amazing job of convincing people that we're an actual real group of people or something.
It's amazing. They're so nice about it. Next week, we can talk about that right now. Next week, which I'm flipped out about, and I'm going to be really nervous, and I'm telling you that in advance, is Evan Wolfson. Who is he's the executive director of Freedom to Marry, but a lot of folks know him because he was the lead counsel on the Boy Scouts case.
Oh.
New Jersey versus Dale, or Dale versus New Jersey, and argued the case before the Supreme Court. So I am super excited to talk to him. And the Boy Scouts were actually in the news this week. A federal appeals court has asked for a legal opinion from the California Supreme Court in a lawsuit over whether San Diego acted illegally in granting leases to the Boy Scouts of America. And it's all about what is the status of the Boy Scouts of America. And it is indeed a very gay story because, as I just said, the Boy Scouts have been the target of preferential treatment lawsuits since the U.S. Supreme Court in June. Wow, is that long ago? June of 2000 ruled that the organization has a constitutional right to exclude openly gay men from serving as troop leaders. And because it the Boy Scouts compel their members to swear an oath of duty to God. So really excited to talk to Evan Wolfson next week, and that's going to be very, very exciting. Diana Nyad, who is a swimming icon and a journalist, sports journalist, and all-around amazing person, is going to be on the show. Mayor Denise Simmons, who is the first African-American lesbian mayor of a major city in the U.S., will be on the show as well, and she's the mayor of Cambridge. So a lot of good stuff coming up.
Good old People's Republic of Cambridge.
Yes, we very much...
miss Cambridge.
We marry. Oh, Matt. Matt, do you know... Matt enjoyed the song that we just played.
Yay.
So yay, Matt. And we got a call when we were playing that song, and we had to play another song in about a second
half.
About who we were playing before the show came on. So if you were listening a few minutes and tuned in early to get a good seat, we were playing some Susan Werner. And we know I love Susan Werner, off of her new album Classics. And it's orchestral, classical interpretations of all these 60 songs from the 60s and 70s. And it's quite brilliant. So Susan Werner, yay. Go out and pick up Classics. So we are going to we're going to play a song by Christy Martell, another one. And then when we come back from the song, I can pretty much guarantee that Christy's going to be on the air.
Cool. Awesome.
That was a lot of Ken ranting. So this is a song called Even Free, again, off of her album Brave Enough, and Christy Martell.
They look at me, they say gorgeous, they say pretty eyes, they say beautiful. Shot too fat, shot too weak, shot too thin. She is only 8, but she wishes her nappy head away and prizes her red hair doll. She says, "Looks like me." I try to tell her how I see her nappy hair braided and twisted and free. I love it even free. I love it even free. Thank you.
Right. That was Even Free off of Christy Martell's album Brave Enough. And I mean, I think with that, it's time to welcome our guest.
Yes.
All right. Guest, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay.
We have a guest.
All right. We got to do your intro, though, so you got to hang on.
Okay.
All right. So you get to just listen to stuff about yourself. Okay. So, folks, award-winning songwriter and avant soul piano diva Christy Martell has been featured on MTV, Logo, NPR, Curve Magazine, and she has been voted Rhode Island's best alt-rock female vocalist. Is that true, Christy?
It's all true.
You're,
yep.
You're a New Englander.
I am.
Calling into a Vermont show.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, wait, there's more. And I loved this bit, and it was just, it was really inspiring. We're thrilled to have you on. Christy is one of those rare activists whose contributions to the environment, the green movement, politics, and social issues have continuously been the focus of her career through her music. Christy has a message to spread, and she is prepared to sing about it.
Hmm.
So we love that.
Is that an accurate description?
Yeah.
Well, Christy.
Yeah, I was just talking to my manager about this. I've always been living in a green way. I don't know if a lot of people would consider it an activist approach to the green movement, but I've been doing things greenly for longer than people have been talking about it in my own life. So, and I do definitely include that in some of my songs.
Well, we have been listening to your music tonight. It's just, and the instant messages have been pouring in just about your voice.
Oh.
And how your voice has been moving people all night tonight, and I'm sure all throughout time that you've been singing. So we're thrilled to have you on, and welcome to the show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Yay!
Where are you calling in from tonight? Where are you spending your time?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, so you are faithful to New England.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
I'm at home in Providence.
Well, that's a good thing. And what'd you do for New Year's? Happy New Year's.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. We, my partner and I had a lovely meal at home that we cooked, that she cooked, and really just had a, like, thoughtful thinking about the past year and the new year, just the two of us. It was very nice.
Well, actually, that puts you in the majority. There was one of the polls, we do polls every week, and one of the polls on the LGBT websites was, where will you ring in the new year? And 60% of the folks said a quiet night at home. And that's what we did.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's what I did
that's
too.
What you did. All right. So,
well, my plan wasn't that, but then a window fell in on my car, so I wasn't driving anywhere in the snow without a window.
No, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
What a rarity for me to be in the majority.
Yeah. Well, see, it's kind of a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, the other poll that we wanted, and you want to talk about some gay news with us, Christy?
Sure.
Great. The other poll that I thought was pretty interesting was, the question was, are you excited about the upcoming inauguration? And the choices were yes, no, not sure. And the fourth choice was, I was, but I'm disappointed in the Warren choice.
Ah.
So you get to, Becca, you go first. Which is your answer, Becca?
I'm going to go with yes.
You're going to go with yes?
Just for the heck of it, and I'm going to warn you right now that we are treading lightly upon FCC guidelines.
I know, but
again,
we're going to push it a little. Christy Martell, what do you say?
I'm very happy about the inauguration.
Fantastic. But the majority said, I was, but I'm disappointed in the Warren choice. 50% of folks, and then 32% said yes, and 15%
said no. We have to point out that this is not a scientific poll in any way, shape, or form.
Christy, just so you know, Becca makes sure, her role is to make sure that we don't get sued.
Basically.
I'm the one that gets us in trouble. So how do you feel? So you're excited about the inauguration, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you think change is on the horizon?
I do. I think hope is amongst the change that is very positive. I just think Obama has already done so much good for us, and he's done that even before he got elected, so I know that there's just going to be more and more.
What about for the, we've been talking a lot in the past couple of weeks just about the gay community and how the gay community should approach a new administration. And I was saying before you called in that the gay groups are coming on strong and warning Congress. And I can't say I'm super comfortable with the word warning, but that they better hold to their promises. Well, what do you foresee for the gay community? How should we band together? What should guide us?
Well, love. I mean, I think a lot of all of our all of our struggles seem to be based in actually being able to embrace our love, and that can only help us if we really still focus on what it's really about. And I think that, you know, a lot of Obama's messages for hearing all voices and kind of honoring the dignity of all people can only benefit the gay community. So I see a lot of hope and positivity in that effort.
And you sing about hope a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so, I love what you say about peace in your music. Mm-hmm. And that peace is such a universal concept, and it's actually greater than talking about the war right now. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I just thought that it was just such great concepts in your songs.
Yeah, I think you're probably specifically referring to Blessed Community.
Yeah, which we will be playing in a few minutes, yes.
Great. Well, I have been a Unitarian Universalist most of my life. I kind of look at a lot of different faiths and use different practices from a lot of different spiritual traditions. And the Buddhist tradition has a lot of powerful messages about peace, and Thich Nhat Hanh is definitely a really inspiring kind of teacher to many people, and I definitely learn a lot from what he's done and written. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is also a very inspiring peace leader that I think we're all still benefiting from his message. And I just felt that I needed to, in what I've been inspired to think about and work on in myself, I also practice yoga. I do lots of meditation and mindfulness training in my daily life. And I'm kind of recognizing that to create peaceful communities in a peaceful world, we have to really start with creating peace within ourselves. And we can't really war with each other if we're very focused on being present at our own need for peace internally.
Absolutely.
So that's sort of where that song came from.
And it's gotten a lot of airplay, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yes, we do.
we like when our guests get airplay. And we were talking...
And I heard that you're trying to get some money together to do a printing of Sacred Whore, which is a really interesting title for a new album.
I know. I think you'll be the one not letting that particular song get played on your station.
Probably, but I bet you almost anything I'll love it.
I know.
And you know what? For all of the Jews who have been on our show for Ken, this is the first Unitarian Universalist who has come on the show for me.
That's right. I've had Eric Hyman and Scott Friedman.
Mm. Absolutely.
You have Christy Martell.
I do. One for Becca.
Yay.
I actually used to be a director of religious education at a Unitarian church. So
excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And I don't actually go to church all that often like a lot of you used, but I still live very spiritually daily. So.
And that's interesting. It's actually our musical guests, more than any of our guests, who have talked about the intersection between religion and spirituality and the LGBT community in their daily life. And we were talking with Susan Werner and Eric Hyman talked a lot about just touring as an out artist and the conflicts that they encountered. Have you had that experience in touring?
With conflicts being out?
Yeah.
I haven't had a lot of conflict about being out while touring. I don't know why that is. I've gotten a lot of support pretty much everywhere I've gone. I haven't really played in communities where I wouldn't be supported. I've driven through a lot of places where I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling too safe. I'm going to keep driving before I pick a hotel, you know?
Right.
Like I've certainly had that experience, but when I'm actually performing, I've usually been in situations where people kind of know what they're getting into before they get there, and or they're pleasantly surprised and they're happy to be there. I don't know why.
No, hey. Well,
it's good.
We're not going to knock it. We're going to continue that trend, we hope. In 2009. And sorry, I didn't mean to cut off the conversation about Sacred Whore. Talk about where that title came from and where we're going with this project.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking. I think that that idea has been kicking around in me for maybe 10 years. And it's sort of partly related to the way that in our culture, women are always sexualized, practically always. Mm-hmm. And like any woman walking down the street could be considered a whore at any given time of day. When I lived in New York City, I kind of made the assumption that if I walk out the door, I have to expect to be sexually harassed. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And that was the way I lived while I lived there, with that assumption. And I think that way back historically, a woman being a whore was not actually such a condemned thing. It was actually they were being a healer or a priestess, someone who was educating and helping people. And that, I think that the reason that that has become such a negative profession in our culture mm-hmm. is because of the hatred the culture has toward women, not because sex is bad.
Right.
You know? And I kind of am looking at all of that in the song and kind of embracing, like, one of the ideas in the song is, if you're going to call me a whore, you better mean priestess. You better mean goddess. You better revere women. It's sort of like getting to the point of, we need to revere all women, even sex workers. So that's sort of trying to summarize something that's very difficult to summarize.
No, that was...
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't think we can play that one.
But yes, you cannot.
You have a lot of songs that we can play. And
which
we would
we're
love
excited
to
about.
Play.
I do. And which... has a few choice words in it that will not get played.
You'll have to make a radio cut for us.
Yeah.
And can you tell us about another song that I enjoy so much?
Yeah.
I love See You Sweet.
Mm.
Tell us a little bit. We played that a little bit earlier at the top of the show.
Oh, great.
Talk about that song a little.
I wrote that song a long time ago, I think 15 years ago.
Wow.
And it started as a solo voice a cappella piece, and then it grew to have two backing vocals, and then...
I would just like to say, I don't think we've ever done a show where the police have not come by in the middle of the show, so I am just... When people hear the sirens, I promise you it's not us. It's not Christy Martell. It's not because of the sacred whore thing. It's just a coincidence. Sorry, go ahead.
We hope.
We hope.
So, it grew. The arrangement grew. I recorded it, I guess, 8 years after I wrote it, and then it made a piano part and a drum part and a bass part and even more backing vocals for it. The song really, the content of the song really comes out of, I was an only child and my mother was a single parent and it was just the two of us. And it was a very intense relationship because it was just the two of us. I was alone a lot. And there was a lot of ways that we really struggled with each other and ways that I supported her that a lot of times the parent would support the kids the way I supported her. And so there was a lot of struggle in that. And that song is a lot about me trying to actually say, this is part of what happened, and naming it and not being silent about it and still getting that I love my mom.
Yeah.
You know? And even with all of that stuff, I love my mom. And it's sort of embracing both not being silent about hard stuff, but also honoring the love and the care that exists in that relationship.
No, it's just such a beautiful song.
Oh,
it's such
you.
A beautiful song. And I have
really
to tell you,
is.
We have three different people instant messaging us, trying to be little instigators, trying to get us to play Sacred Whore. So I have informed all of them.
Well, we could play it at 10:01.
Yes, at 10:01, we could probably pull that off. That's when everything changes here in Vermont.
The rules change. And
do you
fair
have a copy of the demo of the Sacred Whore?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. No, we, and that's where we're going to play... Blessed Community.
Well, I don't, but Ken does.
I will burn you a copy. I will burn you a copy, Booker.
Well, the album Sacred Core.
I bet I could pay for one.
Oh, yes. No, you should pay for it. I shouldn't burn it for you. I guess that's not something you say when the artist is actually on the air.
Right. The demos are actually not a for sale item.
Oh, okay.
So, no harm done.
Oh, good.
They are just for the musicians and for the DJs right now. And they are, we're actually in the process of meeting producers and trying to pull together the team that's going to make the actual album. So the demos that you'll play tonight are just me and the piano live with a couple of overdubbed vocals at the end. And it's not what's going to be on the album Sacred Horror. Once the album comes out, it'll be full band.
Oh.
And,
we like the acoustic, though.
Yes. I love both.
So what can we wear? So you have all these Christy Martell devotees now from our show. Where should they be looking out for you?
Well, the websites are an easy way to know what's upcoming. ChristyMartell.com has more than you probably ever could hope for. There's tour diaries that date back to the year 2001. There's tons and tons of all of the shows I've ever done are archived on that website. There's tons of info there. And there's some video clips when I was on the homophonic thing on MTV Logo.
Absolutely.
Which I watched, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. That's on there, and some other stuff is on there. And then there's a MySpace that you can get to very easily from there, which is just myspace.com/Christy Martell. And you can see and hear a bunch of stuff there. Some of the demos from the Sacred Horror album are up on MySpace. And
I must tell you, you're a good blogger. You are a quality blogger. You are very consistent, and I feel like it's not just, I went to McDonald's today.
Maybe there'll be a Christy Martell blog book.
Ooh.
There's actually going to be a lot of Christy Martell books.
Really?
Oh. We've been talking a lot. I mean, I'm someone who's been journaling all kinds of both essays and poetry and lyrics since I was like 10. And my manager's been like, you really need to start writing a book for each album with the backstory that everybody in the audience always loves hearing in the shows. Like the longer version of the backstory, because in the shows you get, so much per song.
Right.
I tell a lot of stories, but I still sing a lot of songs in my shows, so it's not all of the story.
What do you think you're going to write about your appearance on the This Show Is So Gay show?
That it was tons of fun.
All right. We'll take it. And we hope that you're coming through Vermont. It's part of New England, Christy.
I know. I haven't been there in a while.
I don't think any of our guests come to Vermont.
Yeah.
But neither did I until I moved here.
Yeah, me neither. I had never heard of it.
I actually love Vermont. I did a couple of the Solar Fest shows in the summer, and I just loved being there. It's so nice and green, and I love the food in Vermont.
There's a lot of green controversy here right now, Christy. You should come on up. There's a whole thing in our town about trash and pay as you throw stuff away, and I kind of understand it, but not really. But I know that it's not green. So,
or you could meet us at the Million Gay March.
Or the Million Gay March, which we
June
just learned
28th
about.
28th in DC.
Becca's learning about it. Christy Martell, we are just thrilled to have you on.
Thank you.
For none of our guests have the instant messenger lit up like this to say who is that, and her voice is just angelic is the word that was used.
Thank you.
So it's just a thrill to have you on. We are going to play Blessed Community for everyone. We wish you all the best with Sacred Horror.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thanks so much for being on, Christy.
You're really generous with your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Speak with you soon.
Okay.
I can be nice. And here I can look right at you. Here I can sing the song of my soul. And I will be heard by you. hear me, please. There's nothing, nothing, nothing I want more than peace. But I don't mean peace extreme like freedom from Bush's war. I mean peace in me and you and even him too. War's just not even possible anymore. And I can be myself and then I can look right at you. Hear me, please. There's nothing, nothing, nothing I want more than peace. But you know I don't mean peace extreme like freedom from Roosevelt's or Wilson's wars. I mean peace in me and you and even them too. War's just not even possible anymore. Oh, oh, hear, hear me, please. There is nothing, nothing, nothing I want more than peace. But I don't mean peace extreme like freedom from Lincoln's or Washington's wars. I mean peace in me and you and even them too. War's just not even possible. I mean peace in me and you and everyone on too. War's no more. And he
Welcome back, folks. That was Blessed Christy Community by Christy Martell off of her upcoming album, Sacred Whore. So we're going to do a new segment tonight. Oh, sorry about that. That was like dramatic for our new segment. So we're going to do a new segment with our caller. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, caller.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Who are you?
I'm Steph.
Hi,
Steph. I live in upstate New York. I went to Sarah Lawrence when Ken was there.
I did work there.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, Becca, Steph was the one that I did the radio show with.
Oh,
it's true.
Don't you? I don't want fighting.
Once upon a time.
There's no fighting. No fighting on the show.
Most of the time when I listen, I feel like he's cheating on me, but it's okay because you're cool. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Becca.
Well, thank you.
So nice. All right, caller. Are you ready for a new segment called Mystery Topic?
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to talk about a new story, and we're just going to get your views on it.
Okay, I really hope it's something that I've heard about or at least know a little bit about.
You'll fake it. It's fine.
We fake it. It's okay, Steph. Okay. So one of the interesting stories that was out there this week was about Proposition 8. How are we doing so far, Steph?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We've heard of it.
Yeah.
Steph's there.
Yes.
And whether or not businesses should be boycotted, if people who work at the businesses have given to support Prop 8. And the story was based on out in California. There was a woman who gave $100 to Prop 8, and she works for this bar, and people boycotted the bar, and the bar is doing terribly now. And pro-Prop 8 people are like, this is terrible, this is terrible, when it was just a person working for the bar. What do we do, Steph? Do we boycott the entire establishment if some of its workers give to Prop 8?
Well, you know, I think that's a really difficult question, Ken, because while, you know, on some levels, you have to say that's not really fair to, you know, the people who own the bar, because their employee has certain views.
Right.
Then again, you know, maybe you don't express those views at work.
Maybe not.
Right. And how hard is it to find those things out about your employees, and how legal is it to?
Right. Oh, it was very easy for the gay groups to find out. They just looked up that roll call.
Right.
Yeah. And then you've also got to think about the fact that, like, okay, that sucks on the one hand, but, you know, not being treated as a whole human being sucks too, and maybe more than that bar means.
Yeah. And I should, Steph, I probably should have started with this. Keep in mind that we're governed by the FCC, which you and I were not governed by.
I am not...
Keep in mind, Becca, that the show was called The Dean and the Inappropriate Girl, and Steph was the inappropriate girl.
Okay, I have enough trouble trying to reel him in, so behave.
Inappropriate girl, but, you know, that's just one opinion.
No, Steph, share with us your feelings on the election and how the LGBT community should feel going into 2009 in a whole new world.
Well, I think that they should feel, as your guest said, you know, hopeful. Definitely, like, a lot better than the last 8 years.
Right.
Give me a break. But, you know, I think that, you know, if disappointing things happen, they need to be pointed out. I mean, it's our responsibility to point them out as citizens of this country. And, you know, it's an issue that needs to be paid attention to.
And so. Steph made a YouTube video, correct?
Yes, I did.
You should advertise it right now.
Go on to YouTube for change from below. If you are for Barack Obama, or if you aren't, you'll probably find it entertaining.
It is very entertaining. And what about activism? Are you feeling very active and activating actor involved in activism these days?
I'm trying to be more active in my community, actually. I'm working with some youth groups in the area and trying to get some more classes for kids who don't have money to pay for them.
Huh?
So, you know, getting people prepared for things and making sure that everyone's getting the best education that they can.
My little Steph is all grown up.
I try.
All right. Well, Steph, thanks for...
Set me on that track.
Well, I hope that I helped in some bizarre way. Hey, mystery caller, thanks for calling in and playing our new segment.
Hey, thank you, Ken and Becca. Your show is fabulous and wonderful, and I'm inviting all of my friends on Facebook, and so should everyone else.
Please do.
Gosh, we'll have you every week if that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Steph.
Take care, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
I like our new segment.
Yes, I do, too.
With mystery callers.
I think we should do it all the time.
We're going to have people call in. Someday we're going to get Matt to call in. I did promise a shout-out, which I did not give earlier, to Brett Grable, who saw Milk and was telling everyone to go see Milk.
Were you there with him?
I was not with Brett Grable.
Okay. Brett, then you're all right.
Yeah, Brett's okay.
You're okay.
It was just me and Andrew. Is Andrew okay in your book?
No, Andrew's in trouble. Because either he knew about the promise and he decided to go with you anyway.
Well, I have to tell you.
Or he doesn't listen to our show and therefore he did not know about the promise, which means Andrew's in trouble.
I'm not going to out him, but I was leaving the apartment tonight and said, oh, are you going to be listening to our show? And he said, sure, if you want me to. And I didn't know what to do with that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Andrew.
So if folks have any ideas of how I should respond to that, give us a call at 802.
We talk about Andrew. We have a talk about Andrew segment for every time we think he's not listening.
That's going to be a new segment.
And we're
going to
do that with Stacy, my roommate. We're going to do that. So, Stacy, if you're not listening, we're talking about you right now.
And Andrew just signed on, so I have a feeling we're going to get an answer message in about 2 seconds. So those were the polls that we did with Christy Martell.
You know what? I wanted to say,
yeah.
I think that the uptick in hate crimes, I know that this is kind of going back to our first conversation tonight, but I'm wondering how much of that is just more press. How much of it is it just raised awareness and more crimes are being reported? Not that more things are happening, but the awareness is there. It's hitting the mainstream media. We're hearing about these things that are happening all around the country.
I was reading some story a few months back that just said that the word gay has been on the front page of the New York Times more than ever. I'm sure the story had much more information than that. But yeah, sorry. It was the core of this, my little anecdote.
The essence.
This is distilled news. The essence of the story that I clearly didn't bring with me was support to exactly what you're saying, that I think that there is more press and there's more sense that these are people in our society. And
We're people too.
We're people too.
We're all
and that's
people
what I have to tell
together.
You. That's, you have to. And I don't mean you. I was just going to say, you have to go see Milk. Yes, of course you're going to go see. I just got to look. Yes, of course you're going to go see Milk, because I'm going to go with you. And I hereby promise on the airwaves and forever archived in our podcast that I will pay for your Milk ticket.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so I'm promising that. But that's one of the things that Harvey Milk was saying, is that the whole idea of it's important that you come out, and it's important that you do it safely, and we've talked about this a ton, but just that you feel comfortable doing so, because that's one of the things that would change things. So that's Milk, and people should go see Milk. I'm going to be going soon with Becca and paying for her ticket.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
And we'll report back all about it.
One of the other things that's going on January 27th, students in high schools and colleges across the United States are staging a subtle yet potentially powerful protest in favor of marriage equality. And on that day, on January 27th, they're all wearing the same T-shirt.
Is it a This Show Is So Gay T-shirt?
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Can we mail them some?
No. No, we don't have the funds for that yet, especially if we're going to get sued, because Matt is going to trigger us getting sued. But so if you go to Students for Equality, I think is the link, you can check out. Yep, studentsforequality.com. You can check out the T-shirt that they're all going to be wearing. And then the money raised from the sale of the shirts will be going to the Lambda Legal in California, who's the group that everyone knows is leading the legal challenge to Proposition 8 in the California Supreme Court. So I don't know. That's a protest.
Yeah, and I want to put it out there
And
from now until June, I'm going to make this offer. Anyone who wants to come as part of the This Show Is
So
Gay contingent, I am driving to D.C.
Nice.
And if I need to rent a bigger vehicle, I will rent a bigger vehicle.
Wait, what day of the week is it on?
It's June.
It's probably going to be like a Saturday, right?
You want me to go and look at a calendar?
Well, because it would be awesome if it was on a Wednesday, and then I would stay here in the studio, and then you would call in from the march.
That's true. I don't know if they're going to behave.
Oh, that's probably...
It's actually a Sunday, it looks like.
All right, well, we might record a segment.
We could.
And just for the record, and again, forever archived in the podcast, Andrew is listening. He just wrote this on the Insta Messenger. Gosh, already the show is coming to the end. I was going to say, and I don't... There's 5 minutes left of the show, which is when I start getting angry every single week, which is just a weekly segment. I was reading the phrase subtle protest, and it did nothing for me. And
really?
So I was reading about these students, and they're all going to wear the same shirt, and I think that's great. But what they were saying, the quote was, having the event 1 week after the inauguration will remind Obama that we are not going away. We're expecting him to address same-sex marriage and LGBT rights in general. And I hope he does as well. And I truly, truly hope that all the students wearing this T-shirt will inspire some change. I think I'm just feeling revved up, and it really was seeing Milk got me revved up, and just feeling like every time I say the word Milk now, you just put your head down. It's really depressing. We will see the movie together. I'm going to buy you popcorn too.
Well, each time you say that, it just
it's
is another life.
In the heart.
It's another one.
It's right and, in the and heart. I must say, shout out to the Latchis Movie Theater here in Brattleboro, who at some point will stop saying the date to be determined in January and tell us actually when Milk is playing here.
We'll see.
So I don't know, just seeing that movie, I saw the word subtle protest, and I was happy for these students, and I hope it has some effects, but I'm looking for some extreme statements.
What kind of extreme statement?
I don't know.
Like dye your hair purple extreme, or?
I want this new guy. Who's our new guy? Jared. Whose name? I'm already missing.
What new guy?
The new congressman. I'm scrolling up in my thing. Jared Polis from Colorado 2nd District. I want him to be
just in the forefront. I want him and Tammy Baldwin.
I want them to be kick butt.
I want them to kick butt.
Yeah.
I want them on the floor reminding people that we exist and that we pay taxes.
Yeah.
We should stop paying taxes.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Will you stop paying taxes and then you'll report to everyone how that's working out for you?
From jail?
Yes. We will do a new segment. Becca is in jail.
Oh.
And hopefully they'll screen milk. They're in the jail.
Excellent.
So we are going to, that's going to be our new segment. We're going to try to get our listeners to stop paying their taxes. So Matt.
Okay. I'm really sure we're not supposed to say that.
Okay. People should pay their taxes. But you know, it's the idea that we pay the same amount as everyone else and yet we don't get the same things. I don't know.
Right.
One day I'm going to end our show. One Wednesday I'm going to end our show in just the happiest note.
Yeah, we've got to do something. Yet. Apparently we're angering.
Are we angering people?
Yeah, we're angering you every week.
Oh yes. No,
our
every
show
week
is
around
so
this week,
bad that we get pissed off.
No, I really feel like I get angry because I
you're all revved up.
I get revved up because I adore talking about LGBT issues. I adore talking about them with you, and I love that we have listeners. And then I get to this point where 55 minutes later, I feel like, oh, crap, we're not doing enough.
Right.
And then I don't know what to do, and then I feel helpless, and then I get angry.
Hmm. We're going to have to just live in the studio.
We're going to have to live in the studio, and then I will...
And we'll be on the air 24-7.
I will work through
some
of these
issues.
Ranting
and raving through all of these issues.
So, oddly and unbelievably, we're at the end of our show.
I know.
It flies by.
Fastest hour of the week.
It flies by.
For us.
So, next week, everyone has to tune in. Evan Wolfson is going to be on the show, and we'll be doing a lot of promotion for that. We want to thank Christy Martell, who was just fantastic, and we'll be playing one more of her songs as
and
we
she just
believe
has
you.
An amazing voice,
an amazing
voice. Outlook on life, and we were so happy to have her on the show today.
It was lovely.
A New Englander.
We need more New Englanders, and even the New Englander doesn't pass through Vermont that much. We got to get more Vermont folks. I think.
I know.
Yeah, and thank to all of our listeners, Matt and Steph for calling in, and Melanie. And Andrew and Alan and all the other folks. There's tons of folks who are listening.
Who are sending us fan mail. It's amazing.
So if you have not joined our Facebook group, definitely type in The Show Is So Gay on Facebook. Listen to our old podcast at theshowissogay.com.
And where can we get that fan mail, Ken?
At thisshowissogay@aol.com.
Excellent. And what are we listening to now?
Oh my gosh, did you even know that we are listening to why don't you do that? You do the station ID.
Because it's behind my head. We're listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM.
Brattleboro Community Radio. So thanks folks for listening in. Please tune in next week and have a very gay we need some sort of sign off. Have a very gay week. I don't like
that. No. No, sorry.
Okay. How about just tune in next
Wednesday.
I'm
still mad at you about the milk thing. I can't be creative right now.
Bye, folks. Have a great week.
Have a good week. Bye-bye. Look at me.
They say gorgeous. They say pretty eyes. They say beautiful.